The political crisis is deepening in Yemen as President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi and the cabinet step down. The surprise resignations came only a day after the president struck a deal with Ansarullah fighters to end tensions in the country. Hadi said in his resignation letter that the country is now in total deadlock. He quit shortly after Prime Minister Khaled Baha and his cabinet tendered their resignations. But now the parliament speaker has rejected Hadi's resignation and has called for an emergency meeting. Under the deal signed between Ansarullah fighters and President Hadi on Wednesday, fighters would pull out of the presidential compound. The agreement also included a clause that would address Houthi demands to amend the constitution and expand their presence in parliament. Let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined by Yusuf Mohri, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Yemeni capital. Yusuf, what is the latest as far as reactions coming out, and what does the parliament's rejection of this resignation mean?
Well, they want President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi to remain as the acting president. And according to the Yemeni constitution, if for any reason the acting Yemeni president is to step down from power, then by law, the House Speaker would become the Yemeni president for a period of 2 months whereby presidential elections would take place. Now, about an hour ago, the House Speaker, he called for an emergency meeting to take place tomorrow, which is Friday. However, they then canceled this parliamentary meeting and said it will take place now on Sunday, 2 days from now. Now, a Houthi official, he was, I think, on Al Jazeera earlier, and he stated that any actions or any decisions made by the Yemeni parliament will be illegitimate, and he called for the establishment of a presidential committee which will take control of Yemen's political affairs and establish security and stability. Now, this is bound to spark further political turmoil. When you have the Yemeni parliament, when you have the Houthis declaring the Yemeni parliament as an illegitimate entity and calling for the establishment of a presidential committee to take control of the political affairs, this is bound to collide with the aspirations of Yemen's political factions, many of whom want to see this parliamentary session take place. Now, in his resignation letter, the Yemeni president made it very clear why he resignated from power. He said, quote, "We reached a dead end." And this was because of the latest event that unfolded here in capital Sana'a, whereby his presidential palace and his compound were surrounded by the Houthis, and he then negotiated with the Houthi delegates and then came out with an agreement which basically granted the Houthis all of their demands. However, after the Houthis, they withdrew their forces from the compound of President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. Today, the Yemeni government submitted its resignation, and only minutes later, 15 minutes later, President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi then submitted his resignation. This is probably an act that caught the Houthi movement off guard. They were most likely not expecting this to take place, especially because they signed an agreement with the president just yesterday. So a lot has happened in the past 2 hours. Now, there has been some reports circulating that the youth revolutionaries of 2011, the protesters that took out to topple the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh, they're basically calling for nationwide demonstrations to take place tomorrow to condemn what they are calling the Houthis' military coup. Now, although the Houthis have a lot of supporters and have gained many supporters this past year, there does still seem to be a large portion of the Yemeni people who disapprove of the Houthis' latest actions, mainly here in the capital of Sana'a. However, the Houthi leader has made it very clear that all options are on the table, and he will not allow anything or anyone to compromise the agreement, the Peace and National Partnership Agreement, which was signed on September 21st between the Houthis and Yemen's political spectrum.
Very well, Yusuf. As always, we do appreciate that detailed update. No doubt we'll be speaking to you throughout the night. That was Yusuf Mohri, Press TV's correspondent, who was speaking to us live from the Yemeni capital.